prison, over burden, over drug, over sex, and over dirty.
We'll be right back. For JJ's
Rag
Inna
Radio
Oh
Active Science
Lab
Winner
Long Came
Spider
Who Bit Now
He
is Web
Slinging
and
Swinging
Through
NYC
Now Spider-Man he was so cocky And all he wanted was to buzz TV But after Uncle's murder it made him see With great power comes responsibility And now criminals all around the town Will turn tails and scatter when they hear this sound
Known as Spider-Man, but Norman Osborn's gotten darker in his corporate plan after he took a serum while delirium out to kill Spidey and everyone near him.
On his glider throwing bombs, Green Goblin he be yelling.
So with time and Spidey's climbing, stopping crime and all the villains, Scorpion,
Hobgoblin, Kingpin, Rhino,
Venom, Carnage,
Dr. Rock,
and Electro. With Aunt May,
Mary Jane,
yeah he'd like
to meet her,
get the
girl,
save the
world, and his name is Peter.
Like the X-Men, as I was told, mutant powers and such, he's brave and bold, like Xavier, who's the savior of the babes like Rogue, her and Storm will make it warm while they will stay in vogue, and this Jean Grey to see her play, will make you say, god damn, that Stan Lee made my day, Cyclops' vision is beaming, Magneto is scheming, yeah, he's dreaming of Reaming, Toad's a little demon, Logan Wolverine's powers will heal all your wounds when he fights with claws against Sabretooth, now Reed can stretch for a mile or more, he's the mister of the Fantastic Four, with invisible suit and a thing that's orange, just don't get scorched by the Human Torch.
Get Bannerman and you'll shout he can. He's the big green Hulk whose temper is bad. He's the big green Hulk in your neighborhood Hulk.
Smash,
something
smash, smash.
Something good.
There it is.
Spider-Man!
Catch your feet, just like guys. Look out!
has adventures.
He calls upon
the Avengers. Iron Man's armor and with Thor's hammer. Soon Victor Von Doom is in the slammer. Silver Surfer's all shiny. Daredevil's cool, but he can't see. Do they compare? None of them can to your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Huh?
Hey, Diva, let's break it down. Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Uh-huh, spinning webs from here to Japan.
Come on, see him there, swinging higher.
Homeboy looks like Tobey Maguire.
Look out.
The Spider-House rules.
Here comes the Spider-Man.
Moonsaw is ready, ooh yeah.
Life is a great retainer. Wherever there's a pain, you'll find the Spider-Man.
And now introducing our favorite nostalgia man with songs to remember, here's Frank Massey.
There are songs to remember as years go passing by. You and I will have these songs to remember.
Without further ado, let's go to the Nostalgia Corner with Miss Evie Day.
And why does everything look better when you're looking back? Remember, that's the name of the game. Let's remember what makes those time-worn memories seem so fantastically swell. Well, I guess only time.
How are you?
Hi, Frank.
I feel the song coming on, and I'm warning you, it's a victorious, happy and glorious new of children out after the rain. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through ya, love and glory, hallelujah. And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on, cause I feel a song coming on.
Thanks, Evie. That was nice.
Sunrise, still a sunrise in the jungle. Just a junkyard when the sunrise is gone. Staggered up disheveled to the daylight's edge. Spilled into that smoky corner, ragpile bed. I have made mess of things the way I do. How many more last chances will you stake me to? Made it soon some weekend, we can rent a car. To the country, try and reconnect the stars. Once those constellations took our breath away, said at twilight, without a word to say. I have made a mess of things and I can't see. You'll be getting around to giving up on me. In the afternoon, staring down the misbegotten midday moon, I will take my comfort come the night. Blind kid, wake to wonder how I ended up like this. Mess of things as best I could. Watch your tender mercies fly away for good. Till sunrise in a junkyard dawn. Junkyard's just a junkyard when the sunrise is gone. Sunrise in the junkyard dawn. Junkyard, just a junkyard when the sunrise is gone. Staggered up disheveled to the daylight's edge, spilled into that smoky corner ragpile bed. I have made a mess of things the way I do. How many more last chances will you stake me to? Maybe soon some weekend can't rent a car, ride out to the country, try and reconnect the stars. Once those constellations took our breath away, now we sit at twilight without a word to say. Made a mess of things and I can't see. You'll be getting around to giving up on me. in the afternoon, staring down the misbegotten midday moon. I will take my comfort come the night blind kid. Wake to wonder how I am dead up like this. I have made a mess of things as best I could. Watch your tender mercies fly away for good. Sunrise in a junkyard dawn. Junkyard's just a junkyard when the sunrise is
Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of spectation and you're projecting, you're making the show, and you're projecting your vision. Now, I like to say that visions are things that are not defined by the light that falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The artist and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank Shoji-like screen, and the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
1263 clear.
1121
clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
2054 clear. 1B1, stand by. L20, roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures, and only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
1B1, okay, 7.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Black Rock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a department of public works.
2054 clear, 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, when you have a way of, you can't. Thanks for, well, anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.
She didn't stop her dragon, so I gave her a sock. Then I hit her on the head with a great big rock. She stopped all her gabbing and went quietly to sleep. It was very, very nice of her to be so sweet. Now I protect my girl from any kind of harm, and she admires my brains the way I handle my arm. A mother loves me now and is very good to me. I'm a caveman, madam, and that's the way I'm gonna be. This is the beast in me.
To Stardom. It's the show that reaches out to new talent, reaches out to people who have the ambition and the ability to succeed, but need to be given the opportunity to be seen and heard. Talent coordinator Tilly searches out this talent and brings it before the camera for your approval and for their first step on the stairway to stardom. If you're interested in appearing on the show, stay tuned for further information.
All guys, Guinness. Watch the ride out. Watch the ride out. Watch the ride out. Watch the ride out. No girly girly, Mr. Flyers, girly girly, chocolate. We come from around the country. No girly girly, Mr. Flyers, girly girly, chocolate. We come from around the country.
Sweet, oh man, the love you give is sweet. Baby, the love you give is sweet. Honey, your loving is the sweetest. Yes. Sweet, oh man, the love you give is sweet. Baby, the love you give is sweet. Honey, your loving is the sweetest. Yeah.
Big fat girl, miss a big body girl, love slim body man. the slim body man down the big body. Girl, so girl, why? Step up, girl, nobody in a line. So girl, why? Step up, girl, nobody in a line. So girl, why? Step up, girl, nobody in a line. So girl, why? Step up, girl, nobody in a line. We come from round the country, no girly girly, Mr. Flyers, girly girly chocolate. We come from round the country.
Sweet, oh man, the love you give is sweet. Baby, the love you give is sweet. Honey, your loving is a sweetness, yes. Sweet, oh man, the love you give is sweet. Baby, the love you give is sweet. Honey, your loving is a sweetness, yeah.
Why? Step up, count nobody in the line.
traveling. We come around the country, no girly girly, Mr. Flyers, girly girly chocolate. We come around the country.
Sweet, oh man, the love you give is sweet. Baby, the love you give is sweet. Honey, your loving is the sweetest, yes. Sweet, oh man, the love you give is sweet. Baby, the love you give is sweet. Honey, your loving is the sweetest, yes.
Magnificent. I'm back with the shaker of a soul, boss, most thundering, storming, sound of soul. I am WOOO, and I'm still here
swing. What a day when the pendulum swing. What a day when the well runs.
people them a ball and shit and just a call is either you do or die. I said the system is a fraud. I said the system is a grave. Meanwhile, uptown, the DJ player. Old is but good as I say. A belly full, but we hungry. A rain a fall, but they dirt it up. A yacht a yoke, but the yod no no. Them a dance to the rhythm of the sufferer. Them a dance to forget. Them a dance for no fret. Them a sing, man. What a day when the pendulum swing. What a day when the well run dry. And the children ask you why. And the pit and the meat and we all live in it. And the game is the same and who is to blame. The system is a fraud. I said the system is a graveyard. I said the system is a fraud. I said the system is a grave.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door.
"'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more."
Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember brought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my book surcease of sorrow for the lost Lenore.
For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore.
Deep into that darkness peering, long as the there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only words there spoken was the whispered word Lenore.
This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word Lenore. Merely this and nothing more.
Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flip and flutter in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady perched upon my chamber door.
Perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. Perched and sat and nothing more.
Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly, grim and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on this night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer, sung by seraphim whose footfalls tingled on the trusted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God has lent me, by these angels he has sent me, leave my loneliness unbroken with the bust above my door. Take thy feet from out of my heart, take thy form from off my door. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And this raven never flitting, still is sitting on the pallet, bust of pallet, just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of the demons that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor.
soul from out a chattel that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted evermore.
If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci, and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks.